neighborhood to engage in social justice. We need to do all of that right now. Won't you call and add your name to the KBOO Good Book? It'll take just a moment. We'll all be happier for it. Toll free, 877-500-5266. 877-500-KBOO.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 11 o'clock. Up next, Stage and Studios guest host, SW Concert, features Theater Vertigo's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And at 11:30 on Art Focus, host Joseph Galiban interviews Theo Downs-Le Guin and Brenna Murphy about digital art and a show at the Up 4 Gallery devoted to digital art. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from the Clinton Street Theater, featuring independent and revival films, the Rocky Horror Picture Show every Saturday at midnight, as well as the monthly KBOO Movie Night. The Clinton Street Theater is located at the corner of Southeast Clinton and 26th in Portland. Schedule and information at 503-238-5588 or cstpdx.com.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from the Portland Japanese Garden, celebrating its 50th anniversary with the Wakokoro Brothers, with Masahiro Nitta, the three-string samurai on the shamisen, Wednesday, October 16th at the Portland Art Museum's Grand Ballroom. Tickets and information at pam.spotlightboxoffice.com.
Hello, I'm SW Concer, filling in for Dime Roberts this morning. Welcome to this membership drive edition of Stage and Studio. Today, we feature Robert Louis Stevenson's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Theater Vertigo is about to open a gothic new production just in time for the Halloween season. And in the latter part of the show, we'll hear from Dime, a preview of her interview with New York Times bestselling author Jamie Ford, a signed copy of his newest book, Songs of Willow Frost. Yes, we'll be offering tickets for thank you gifts today, as well as tickets for Milagro Theater's season. So stay tuned. This is Stage and Studio. I'm SW Concer. With me in the studio, our director, Bobby Bermea, and actors Karen Wenstrom and Tom Mounsey, all from Theater Vertigo's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Welcome, everybody, to Stage and Studio.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
It's good to be here.
So Robert Louis Stevenson first published The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde back in 1886. The story is about a London lawyer who investigates the strange change his friend Dr. Henry Jekyll is undergoing, and this evil man, Mr. Hyde, that comes along. Now, of course, the term Jekyll and Hyde, it's become a theme in our culture, referring to kind of split personality when good and evil split apart. So the playwright here is Jeffrey Hatcher. He's known for adapting well-known works of literature like Turn of the Screw and Tuesdays with Morrie. How does Jeffrey Hatcher's adaptation differ from the original novella?
Well, actually, there's several ways in which it does. And I think what he does a great job is managing to contemporize the story as well as honoring the original. The single most primary thing I think that you see is that Hyde is an actual, we meet Hyde in several different incarnations in our production and in Jeffrey Hatcher's script. In Stevenson's book, there's never actually a scene with where Edward Hyde appears. He's always talked about, but you never get a scene from his point of view or hear him speak, per se. The other major difference is that in Jeffrey Hatcher's script, there is a love interest. One of the fascinating aspects of the book and this play is that all the men are bachelors. Dr. Jekyll's a bachelor. Utterson, the lawyer you're talking about, is a bachelor. Dr. Lanyon's a bachelor. There are no women in the show. That's still the case in our script. But what we find is that the Hyde side of Jekyll is also the side that is willing and able, I think, to take a chance and open up to somebody and actually share a part of themselves with a woman.
So that's definitely the interesting part of Mr. Hyde, is that he has more openness in a way. I mean, you know, he's thought of as the evil side, but he's also in some way, you know, the more outgoing side. So what is the lasting power of the story? I mean, what does it mean in today's culture? It's been adapted so many times, even in just in the last couple of years, certainly.
Well, you know, I think way back when it was written, it was talking about something that was like in the ether. You know, it was ever since people started looking at the world in a more humanistic viewpoint, our thoughts about the way the world works keeps changing and altering. And I think when The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde came out, it was right at the cusp of human beings making a brand new discovery or having a new perception about who they were and who we are and how we work. And I think the whole Jekyll and Hyde partition was one that made sense at the time, even though, as Stevenson himself said in the book, he has Dr. Jekyll say that he thinks at some point people will find that there's more than just two sides, that there's a, I can't remember what the phrase he used. And like, you know, there's going to be an infinite variety of different sides that people have. But between then and now, it has been a great way to contextualize the discussion of the different sides of the of human nature in each individual. I think that it's a horror story. Speaks to how we feel about that divide. You know, it's like there are a lot of things that we wish we had control of, or that we wish we could dictate, that are really outside of our hands. And I think that's especially complex for us, an especially complex experience, when what we're talking about is not the outside world, but it's within.
Right. So you're billing this show as a new and shocking version of the classic tale. And with Halloween certainly coming up, that's appropriate.
Yeah. I think shocking is such a dangerous word to use in 21st century America, because our popular culture spends so much time trying to shock people. What we are trying to do is create a world where you never know what's going to happen next, where nobody is quite what they seem. Right is wrong, up is down, in is out. There's just a lot more going on in any given moment than what might be on the surface. You know, when we were first talking about what we wanted this show to feel like, we were saying that we wanted to feel like a haunted house, like in an amusement park, where you go in and you don't know what's going to be around the corner, or what's going to be different, or whether or not this wall in front of you is actually a wall, or if the ceiling is actually a ceiling, or if there's a person there, or if there's not a person there.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting to me is that the Victorian era, you're talking about the era that Stevenson wrote Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde in, it's become kind of a touchstone for both Gothic horror and also for the most sort of heartwarming tales like A Christmas Carol, you know, as well as Turn of the Screw. So you are producing the play in Victorian dress and time. Is that right?
No, we're not.
Oh, okay. All right.
We're looking at this as an opportunity to remove some of the distance from the original Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde to our times nowadays.
Okay.
You know, so we are really existing like our Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde exists in an interdimensional reality, we're calling it.
Ooh.
So there's say a Victorian outline to some of it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But we're also using a contemporary outline.
Okay, now I'm even more intrigued. And I'm hoping our listeners are as well, because we have a pair of tickets to offer for memberships. Let me tell everybody that you're tuned into Stage and Studio. I'm SW Conser with Bobby Bermea. He's the director of The Strange Case, or actually just Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde at Theater Vertigo. We're also here with actors Karen Wenstrom and Tom Mounsey from Theater Vertigo. The show Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde is running October 25th through November 23rd at the Shoebox Theater, located at 2110 Southeast 10th Avenue in Portland. And let's talk to our folks in Membership Central and ask about those pair of tickets that we have to offer for memberships. Let's see if our friends at Membership Central are there. Justin, yeah. Hello.
Thanks so much, Conch. Yes, we actually have three pairs of tickets to Theater Vertigo's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde for folks who could start a minimum donation of $60 on their credit card. We do ask that tickets be paid for upfront with a credit or debit card. That is a retail value of $40, and that means you're going to have a $20 tax deduction. Now, that's $20 that's gonna stay here. That's going to stay here serving the community. So we're very thrilled to be briefly interrupting Stage and Studio in order to give away three pairs of tickets to Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde when you call right now, 877-500-5266. That's toll free, 877-500-KBOO. We can send you to any one of the shows between October 25th and November 23rd. That's Theater Vertigo's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde for a $60 minimum gift on your credit card right now, 877-500-5266.
KBOO brings you such a variety of information, such a variety that really gets into, again, the hard political analysis and commentary, to the lively arts, to the performing arts, as you count on every Tuesday on Stage and Studio with D-May Roberts. This morning, SW Conser, subbing quite readily, and we very much appreciate those efforts of bringing us the latest in what's happening in the local theater scene. I've heard about Portland Tyco, I've heard about Center Stage, I've heard about Theater Vertigo, I've heard about so many different theater productions over the years and lively performances over the years that I can make a very well-informed choice about what I'm going to be seeing, where I'm going to be spending my discretionary entertainment dollars. And that, again, is another value that we bring you here at your community radio station, connecting you directly with the lively arts through the likes of Stage and Studio, through Art Focus coming up here in just a moment. We are here not only for the dry analysis, but for the lived arts. We are here for you, the community. Please be there for us. 877-500-5266.
Very modest goal for Stage and Studio today, $600. That tells me if five of you would start that sustaining membership of 33 cents a day towards the $2,000 it costs to keep community radio on the air. Just five of you doing that, and there are thousands of you listening. Perhaps 10 of you could start a sustaining membership of $60. That's $5 a month, 16 cents a day, one penny, one nickel, one dime a day. When you call 877-500-5266. It's such a small fraction, but remember, you receive so much for that small amount of responsibility, and so does the entire community. Performing arts, arts and crafts, news, music, information, all done by real people with real voices making real radio. Do it right now, toll free, 877-500-5266.
And this is Stage and Studio. I'm SW Conser with Bobby Bermea and actors Karen Wenstrom and Tom Mounsey from Theater Vertigo's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Karen and Tom, tell us about your characters. Elizabeth, we heard Elizabeth was written into the story by Jeffrey Hatcher, the playwright of this adaptation.
Yes, she was. She is the woman who gets to be madly in love with Hyde. She's completely uninhibited about it. She's mad for him and doesn't care. The things that she hears about him, the things that she discovers about him, she doesn't care. She's sticking by him. So she's a very valiant woman.
And Tom, what about your character?
Well, I'll talk about Hyde. And many of us play different aspects of Hyde. But one of the things about Hyde, and Bobby touched on this before, is that because he's free from the strict Victorian morality of other characters in the play, like Dr. Jekyll, he is free to have passionate love as well as take pleasure in causing people harm and doing things that Jekyll and his compatriots would consider evil. So his relationship with Elizabeth, I would say, is deep and not exactly concerned with surface politeness or the little kindnesses that people do for each other, but rather something that rages from the inside, maybe for both of them.
Definitely for both of them. Elizabeth goes actually and seeks him out in the beginning. So we're wondering why would a woman actually seek this kind of man out? Mm. But she does, and it's fire.
Well, I would love to hear, and I bet our listeners would too, a short scene from the show, from Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Okay. Have you told anyone about me?
You know I haven't.
You would if you had no choice.
I chose to come here, didn't I? I choose every time. I choose you. Oh, my darling. If I could take away the demons in your head. There's just us, remember? Just us in the world. You and me. We two, alone. Where? There's blood on your hand. Are you hurt? Did someone
ask
you?
Don't come nearer. I only came. I came tonight to say goodbye.
You're leaving?
Yes.
London?
Yes.
For where?
Near, far, away.
When will you come back?
Never.
What have I done?
It isn't.
Is it because of that man at the hotel? There was nothing between us.
It is not my choice. I am not the master of my fate. I only dreamt I was. I leave tonight and we are at an end.
So, what am I to do now? Marry the desk clerk who's been after me? The tailor's assistant with the stammer and good prospects?
Give them a glance and I'll tear them open tongue to tail.
You love me.
Get out. Go. Go from here and never return. Go! Henry Jekyll, I would kill you if I could. But you're my vessel, the good gray corpse that carries me to my pleasures. No, I cannot kill you, though you would kill me. But annihilate Henry Jekyll all the same, I shall.
Wow. Well, that was intense. It sounds like you're just about ready to go on stage. What stage of production are you in right now?
We are in the last week before Tech Week.
All right.
So we are definitely on the home stretch. Coming in fast.
Okay. Well, Theater Vertigo's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde runs October 25th through November 23rd at the Shoebox Theater. That's located at 2110 Southeast 10th Avenue in Portland. For more information, visit theatervertigo.org or 503-306-0870. And we have some tickets to offer to Theater Vertigo, but we also have a new signed book by author Jamie Ford. It's the New York Times bestselling author, Songs of Willow Frost. It's the story of a young boy in an orphanage in Seattle during the Depression. One day he sees a film and recognizes the star as his mother. Ford partly based the mother character on screen legend Anna May Wong. Let's listen.
The character of Willow Frost is an amalgam. There's a little bit of my mom, a little bit of my Chinese grandmother, and definitely a nod to Anna May Wong. She's this character that is the perfect definition of success doesn't equal happiness. She was too American for a Chinese suitor, and she dated all of these Caucasian directors and producers in Hollywood, but at the time they could never get married because of the legalities involved. She was famous, she was on the silver screen, but she could never have an on-screen kiss until she moved to Europe. She was relegated to the role of a villainess until she left the country. And even in her later years, you know, she could never marry. She traveled to China. She was born an American. She traveled to China thinking she would be received as this, you know, starlet. And they really didn't like her. And so she, in many ways, she died of a broken heart, I think. There's something about that that is just emblematic of what a person of a certain ethnicity was able to achieve during that time period. There was a limit to the success that they could enjoy. Over time, we can look back and qualify everything and see her as a breakthrough artist and really great actress. But at the time, in her own lifetime, it wasn't always a success and happy story.
And we're briefly interrupting stage and studio because we're seeking your support here at the Mighty 90.7. There's always room for more of you aboard the good ship KBOO. $600 goal for stage and studio. You're saying thank you to Conch for sitting in and to Dime Roberts for coming in every Tuesday for quite some time now, informing and entertaining us. And we do have thank you gifts. If you could start or renew your membership at the minimum $75 level on a credit card or debit card today, we can give you a pair of tickets to any show for the 2013-14 season at Milagros Theater. So you could do that by calling 877-500-5266, putting down $75 or more, and that does have a retail value of $50, which means you're also going to get a $25 tax deduction. Givers one and all down here at the Mighty 90.7. 877-500-5266. I've got two pairs of those tickets, one to any show at the Milagro Theater. I also have a few pairs of tickets to Theater Vertigo's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. That seems very timely right now with the All Hallows Eve coming up. That's for a minimum $60 gift on your credit card right now. Perhaps you could do $135 and you are a theater patron, and we can give you a pair to each. One show at the Milagros Theater and one at a Theater Vertigo. All you have to do is call right now and introduce yourself, 877-500-5266. It does not escape me that we give away tickets all year long on so many different shows, and those phones light up immediately. The only way we're able to do that all year long, particularly without commercials, is because a couple of times a year we briefly interrupt programming to ask for your support, to ask that you sign up, to ask that you take a little bit of responsibility in making sure that the public has access to the public airwaves. We're still giving back to you with the quality of the signal, with discounts at scores and scores of businesses when you flash your KBOO membership card, when you become a card-carrying member, as we say, and we're still giving tickets to you. But what we ask you to do is take a little bit of responsibility. Figure out what it's worth to you to remember all the times we have enthused, entertained, yes, indeed, enraged by bringing you information that no one else was bringing you, telling you something you didn't know. Maybe that's what gets you to call. Please, we know that you give for your reasons and not for ours, but I believe that we give you many, many reasons every single hour of every single day. Won't you call right now and tell us about that? 877-500-5266. You can do that online at kboo.fm, or you can come down and meet us all in person. Say hello at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue.
Won't you do your part to be a patron of the arts today? You can support the arts by supporting KBOO, your community radio station, as every week we bring you information from the arts scene, from the theater scene, from what is happening in the lively performing areas all over this community. Please give us a call and let us know you support the arts and you support KBOO, your community connection to them. 877-500-5266. Consider sustaining us with a monthly donation. You can do it quite easily by giving us a ring at 877-500-5266 and letting the person answering the phone know that you would like to sustain us at $10 a month. Maybe $12 a month. Perhaps you have been doing this for a while now, and you know it's true. You hardly miss it. You hardly notice it. You just see that deducted from your checking account, $5 or $10 every month. It's been happening for a little while. Perhaps this is your time that you can give us a ring and let us know that you would like to up your pledge. You can do it just $1 a month or $2 a month more. It adds up so very quickly in support of your community radio station, KBOO. Up your pledge now at 877-500-5266 or online, kboo.fm. Anchor.fm.
Five of you starting that $120 or renewing at that $120 annual membership amounts to 33 cents a day towards the $2,000 a day that it costs to keep KBOO on the air. Five of you being willing to do that would make sure that we hit our goal. Maybe 10 of you doing $60. That's $5 a month, just 16 cents a day. One penny, one nickel, and one dime. It starts and ends with you in Radio Land being willing to take a wee bit of responsibility, not more than you can afford, because sustainability is one of the key paradigms here. We're not looking to break your bank. We're looking to get you involved. We're looking to show you a signal that sounds even better, stronger, and clearer when you help make it possible. Won't you call right now and talk with one of our volunteers about the giving level that's right for you? Toll free, 877-500-5266, because in the final analysis, it's not how much you give, it's how many people lend their support. It's how many people make the call, whether that's $5 a year or $500 a year. It's getting you involved. It's getting you to be, forgive me, radioactive. It's engaged in checkbook activism, a little social change, your pennies, nickels, and dimes married with others. Right now, toll free, 877-500-5266. That's toll free from anywhere in North America, 877-500-KBOO.
Thanks, Justin, out there in Pledge Central, and author Jamie Ford of the New York Times bestseller Songs of Willow Frost will be appearing Thursday, October 17th, it's this Thursday, at Powell's Books downtown at 7 p.m. For more info, visit powells.com or jamieford.com. Dime asked Ford why Seattle plays such a big part in his books.
Someone asked me recently, you know, why Seattle? Why do I keep writing about Seattle? And I had to think about it beyond just growing up there and my dad growing up there. But the more I thought about it, Seattle was where I first had my heart broken. So I'm emotionally wedded to that city. And I like writing about those things. So it works for me.
Well, heartbreak is a theme both in your first book, Hotel on the Corner of Bitter and Sweet, and Songs of Willow Frost. I mean, they both are about heartbreak.
They are, you know, and I like complicated people's stories. I like stories about the human condition, and those things are interesting to me. In nonfiction, you just kind of see what actually happens. With fiction, you can attempt to make sense of it. You can explore it in a way you can't do strictly going by the historical record. So you can write stories of tragedy and redemption instead of just stories of tragedy.
I'm fascinated by the orphanage. It's set in an orphanage with this young boy. He's 12 years old. His name is William Eng. Mm-hmm. And that's the main character for a while. And you describe the orphanage that he lives in. And I assume that's a historic orphanage.
Yeah, the Sacred Heart Orphanage was a real place. The building's still there. It's called the Villa Academy now. So it's this very nice Tony private school. But back in the day, it was an orphanage that during the Depression, a lot of parents couldn't care for their children. So they just consigned their kids to places like Sacred Heart. And for me, it's if you were an orphan and you'd lost your parents, there's an aspect of tragedy and sadness. But if your parents put you there and you never knew if or when they were coming back, that's even more distressing. It's amazing. I did an event about a week ago and a woman came up to me. She waited in line to the very end and she came up to me and said, "Hi, my name's Margaret. I grew up at the Sacred Orphanage in Seattle." She drove 127 miles to be there to share the story of being the daughter of a single mother. She had a brother and a sister. They were caught in the teeth of the Depression in the 30s, and her mom turned them into the orphanage, came back one time a year later to bring them winter coats, and she never saw her mother again, never knew what happened to her. So, I mean, just there's people like the truth in fiction, and I, as a researcher, I love finding these things and hearing Margaret's story. Her real story was even more, it was more heartbreaking than the fiction that I had put on paper.
And Dime will have the full interview with Jamie Ford in the coming weeks. But right now, you can read the book, and I have a signed copy of Songs of Willow Frost. It can be yours for a $60 minimum donation. So be sure to call now, toll free at 877-500-KBOO. That's 877-500-5266. Well, this is the 17th year for Stage and Studio. I'm SW Conser, filling in for Dimay Roberts, who has brought you in-depth interviews with writers, actors, directors, folks like we have in the studio right now, as well as filmmakers, and artistic radio features and documentaries. Along the way, she's offered tickets to some great shows. So take some time to support the arts on Stage and Studio and KBOO. And I want to take just a moment now to thank very much director Bobby Bermea and actors Karen Wenstrom and Tom Mounsey, all from Theater Vertigo's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Thanks so much for coming in, all of you.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween indeed. That's it for Stage and Studio. I'm SW Conser. Don't forget to join the Facebook.com/Stage and Studio page, or go to KBOO.FM/Stage and Studio to hear this show again. I'm urging you to support KBOO and Stage and Studio. Without you, we don't have the community in community radio. So call right now, toll free, 877-500-KBOO.
KBOO and Terrapin Events are proud to announce Run Like Hell. Run Like Hell is a Halloween-themed race that sees participants dress out in full costume for a run through Portland's urban parks and along its waterfront areas. Run Like Hell has become a Portland fall tradition and begins in the Pioneer Courthouse Square starting at 6:30 a.m. on Sunday, October 20th. Run Like Hell supports Molly's Fund, a Portland, Oregon-based nonprofit that is changing the way people understand lupus. More information about this KBOO-sponsored event may be found at KBOO.FM on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Stay tuned for Art Focus with host Joseph Galavan. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Oregon College of Art and Crafts Studio School, offering classes and workshops for adults in book arts, ceramics, drawing and painting, fibers, metals, photography, and wood. www.ocac.edu/register. Andy Walker.